I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Did you see that recently some ice anglers up on a big lake in northern Minnesota, Red Lake, had broken loose on an ice floe and floated out in open water? They had to be rescued by Coast Guard and a bunch of other emergency personnel. I'm glad that I have something in my pocket when I go ice fishing that would be good in a situation like that. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
When I go out on fresh ice, and I'm talking about ice that I think is thick enough for me to walk out on, but not really that safe because there may be pockets of thin ice around, I always carry in my pocket a Garmin GPS handheld. The Marine handheld that I carry has in-reach capabilities, which means that if I get into trouble, all I have to do is push the button on the side and it will send a signal to a satellite that will notify emergency personnel, and they will know exactly where I'm at, and they'll send rescue people out to take care of me. Now, I never want to be in a situation like that, but I think you need to be very safe out on the ice. You need to wear a float suit. You need to have ice picks. And now I carry one of these handhelds that has the SOS button on the side, and I feel a lot more comfortable when I'm out on the ice. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.